The governor's No Student Goes Hungry program proposes to expand free breakfast. It also calls to put an end to so-called lunch shaming. At some schools, students who cannot afford to buy lunch are forced to wear a bracelet or sticker and then are given a lesser quality lunch.
You know, I think governor's plan is a helpful one because I do think there's districts out there that can't afford to pay for those meals.
Bridget O'Brien Wood is director of food service for the Buffalo Schools. The district provides free meals to all students. Prior to its implementation of the USDA's community eligibility provision, the school board was paying for student meals to make sure students would not be without a lunch.
We definitely see the hunger issue right here in our city. So we know that these children and families are counting on this financially to be able to offset their food budget with, you know, with the meals that they're getting at school. So that really is helpful on a lot of different levels. And again, in our district, 76% of families qualify for a free meal.
The governor's proposed ban on lunch shaming, if approved, would prevent any humiliation to a student. And then by next school year, it would require they receive the same lunch as a paying student.
You know, the USDA program is set up to just provide meals for those who truly qualify for them. So, you know, it is sort of it puts people in a bad situation to have to say no. But if you're going to run a program with integrity, then you have to be able to implement those regulations the way the USDA wants you to. So it has put people, the school districts, in a, you know, sort of a corner on how to deal with that.
Cuomo also proposes to require schools to offer breakfast after the bell. This would provide more flexibility instead of serving in a limited time frame.
We're trying to work with the high schools at this point because our district has scheduling issues and the way the high schools work is different than the elementary. So we're trying to roll out with 3 high schools right now, breakfast after the bell, and we have a grant that we're working on to do that.
The governor also wants to be first in the nation to require food pantries at all state college campuses. Buffalo State already has an established food pantry. O'Brien Wood tells us making sure students receive nourishment will help them do better academically. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.